Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Klayim. Perik Beis, Mischne Yod. We learned in the previous Mishnah, at least according to the Chachamim, if you want to plant two squares, you need a separation of about a base river. An empty base river I didn't plant in this base river. How much is a base river? So we said it's somewhat more than 10 amos by 10 amos, a little bit more than that. So does it have to mean that there's just land over there which is left empty? What if there are other things in that area? Does it count for the empty base river? For example, around the vine, we leave some area empty to be able to work with the vine. What if there's a caver there? What if there's a stone there? So our Mishnah tells us what amounts to a kula, leniency. Don't worry about it. Kol shehu b'toich beis roiva, anything that is within this beis roiva that I need to be empty, to act as a separation between two squares, oyla b'midas beis roiva, it does count toward the beis roiva. Even if it's achilas gefen, the work area around a grapevine, v'akever or a grave, v'asela or a rock, oylin b'midas beis roiva, it counts toward the beis roiva. Now, you're not allowed to have hanah from a grave. So you're not allowed to plant on the grave. So why should it count for a base roiva? Don't you have to have an area where I bedafka didn't plant over there? Here I can't plant even if I want to. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains we're talking about a caver that people don't see it when you're looking at the field. So it looks like an area that was left unplanted. And with Klayim, it's based on Maariv Zayin. Now, as far as the rock is concerned, we're talking about a rock that is not high 10 tefachim. If it was high 10 tefachim, so we learned earlier, the mechlal, you can plant whatever you want on both sides. That's a hefsik. We're talking about a lower rock, even though you can't plant on the rock, but it's considered a natural part of the field, and it counts for the base river. Now the Mishnah tells us weiter as follows. Tvua betvua. Let's say, as the Batanuta explains, I have a wheat field, and I want to plant barley here. Beis roiva, I have to separate it from what is already growing by a beis roiva. So what does that mean? Do I need a patch of a beis roiva that wide all the way through? And the answer is no. And again, let's go back to a previous mashal. Imagine we're looking down at this field from on top. I see wheat on one side. I see barley on the other side. What do I have to see in the middle? At one point in the middle, I have to see a beis roiva that's empty. But the beis roiva doesn't have to go with that width from north to south, all the way from the top to the bottom. It could look like a pencil or a crayon that's sharpened on both sides, or the bottom of a dreidel on both sides. In other words, it can come to an edge. So at no point could the wheat and barley actually touch each other. You have to have at least that edge on the top of the bottom. But the width of a beis roiva is only for one beis roiva in the middle. Vayitra zokta Mishnah, Yorak b'yorak, if he wants to plant vegetables of one kind in a field of different vegetables, shisha tvachim, here you need six tvachim. And like the beis roiva, at one point you have to have an area of 6x6 tvachim, but on top and on the bottom, it could come to a point. So let's say I'm looking down at this field, I see tomatoes on one side, cucumbers on the other side. In the middle I have to have an area of 6x6 tvachim, or at one point an area of 6x6 tvachim. On top and on the bottom, it doesn't have to be wide 6x6. So if I have an area of 6x6 in the middle and on the top of the bottom, when I'm looking down, it looks like it's coming to a point on top and coming to a point at the bottom. Like I gave you the mashal, a pencil that's sharpened on both sides, that's fine. Any separation between two vegetables is good, even mamish as wide as that point, as long as you have one area where it's 6x6. Vayitra zokt de Mishnah. Tvua b'yerek. Let's say I want to plant wheat in a field of tomatoes, or yarek b'tvua, or cucumbers in a field of barley. Beis roiva, you need a beis roiva. You need a beis roiva in between them. Zokta batanura. Dafka vet square. But if you want to make a row of vegetables in a barley field, a row meaning it's longer than it's wide, then six tvachim is enough. You have to separate just six tvachim. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yorak Bitvua, vegetables in a grain field, Shisha Tvachim. You don't need a base roiva. Six Tvachim is enough. Even if it's square. In other words, if it's long, everyone agrees. But if it's square, the first Tana holds You have to have a Beis Rav at one point. And Rabbi Eliezer says, even then, between vegetables and tefuah, 6 tvachim is enough. So chazing over our Mishnah. I need a Beis Roiva in between two fields of tefuah. It's okay if included in that Beis Roiva is not just plain empty land. It could be the work area around the vines, a caver, even a stone. It's all included in the Beis Roiva. Even though you can't plant on a stone, that's considered part of the field. If someone has a wheat field and he decides to plant barley there, you have to separate a Beis Roiva. We explained that one point has to be a Beis Roiva. It could thin out on top and on bottom. If you have a tomato field and you want to plant cucumbers over there, you need at one point an area of 6 tvachim. That would be 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. At least at one point. On top and on bottom, it could narrow off to angles. Again, our mashal is like looking down at a pencil that's wide in the middle and sharpened on both ends. If he wants to plant, let's say, wheat in a tomato field, or tomatoes in a wheat field, you need a Beis Roiva between them. That's only if it's a square patch. If it's long, 6 tvachim is enough. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, for yarek betfuah, vegetables, in a tefuah field, 6 tvachim is enough.